It's like you bought this land in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, and we'll soon see what the law is. That even on Shabbos, you're allowed to have this get, the Shtar Mechira, written up. In other words, there's still a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael there. And therefore, if you could buy this house off a goy, there's a very big mitzvah of any Jew to buy a house off a goy in Eretz Yisrael. To get the goy out of Eretz Yisrael, that a Jew should live there, that's the Ikka mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the same mitzvah applies in Suri also. Therefore, if you buy a house in Suri off a goy, we'll soon see you're allowed to have your Shtar Mechira written up, even on Shabbos. We'll soon see. Now we'll explain. What are these three things that's like Eretz Yisrael? Chayeves b'maiso v'shriyas k'Eretz Yisrael. That in the lands of Syria, fruits that grow there is mechuy v'trumas v'maisos. On the seventh year Shemitah, you're not allowed to plant there. It has Kedusha Shriyas. Why? Kisoba this time holds that kibush yochid shimei kibush. That David HaMelech Rashi says, did David shloihoya kol Yisrael b'yachad. When David HaMelech went to fight to capture Syria, he did not have the whole Klal Yisrael with him. Kederach shoya b'kibush Yoshua. Like it was when Yoshua went to conquer Eretz Yisrael, it was the whole Klal Yisrael together. Shoya kulam b'kibshu l'tzal kol Yisrael. By Yeshua they captured Eretz Yisrael for the purpose of the whole Klal Yisrael. That's Kodem Chaluka. Avul David, Rashi learns Pshat, that David HaMelech loikav shelo l'tzar koi. When David went to fight to conquer Syria, it was only for his own purpose. Like he added it on to Eretz Yisrael, but it was for his own private use. So that's the question, if a kibush yochid, if a melech captures out of land of Eretz Yisrael, cannot give it a kedushas Eretz Yisrael or not? That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns, different pshat than Rashi. Tosfos learns that Avada, after they conquered Eretz Yisrael, then no matter any other land you conquer, also gets a loch like Eretz Yisrael. Just here, David was covered this land before they conquered the Ikra of Eretz Yisrael. That's why it was a problem. Rakhov part of this time holds that when David captured Syria, it has a loch like Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, that anything that grows there is also Mechuyev and Trumas Amitus. Secondly, we said that the Haroitzel Ikonis Lovitaira, if somebody wants to go into Syria and remain to still be Tor, Nikonis, he has a right to go in there. So the question is, Iva Amrit, we just learned before in the first part of this Braitha, that said in three ways Syria is like Chutzlertz, you just said that Ofra Tomei. You just said that no, the ground of Syria has a Dintuma. Midrabona, and they gave it a Lach like a mace. Just like you can't go over in America and not become Tamei, the same way in Syria. So how could you say here you can go into Syria and remain Tor? The Teretz says, we're talking about Beshida Teva Migdol. You're going in there in a box, in a platform, you're going in there in a wagon. The Tanya, we learned like this. Hanich Nas Leretz Hamim, if you go into the real Chutz Loretz into America, Beshida Teva Migdol, even though you're on top of a box, or you're on top of a platform, Rebbe mitamei, Rebbe Yosef Yudi mitaher. Rebbe Yaakov Parim says yitamei, because like we learned before, that in Chutz Loretz they will goyzer not only on the gush, on the ground itself that it's tamei, but even on the avir. They gave a din tumah to the air. Just the fact you're in the air of Eretz Amim, you become tamei. That's what Rebbe holds. But the Gemara says though, v'yafilu Rebbe, even according to Rebbe, loikom mitamei yele b'Eretz Amim. He only said that you're tamei even though you're standing in a box in Chutz Loretz, only in the real Chutz Loretz. Why? Digozro al gusha v'yalavira. There the Rabbanan said aloha that both the gush, the ground itself of America, has tumas mace on it, v'yalavira. So he also gave a din tumah that the air, just being in the air here in America, it's also mitamei you. So therefore there's no way of being in the air in America and not become tamei. No matter what type of a box you want to be in, still you become tummy. But Avul Syria, but in Syria, Al Gusha Gazru. This must Rabbanan did go. In other words, Rabbanan don't want you to go out of Eretz Yisrael even to Syria. So they made the Xeira that the ground of Syria itself, the Gusha, the ground itself has a tumor like a mace. But Al Avira like Gazru. They did not make the Xeira upon the Avra, upon the ear. So therefore, if you're on top of a box, the box is underneath you. See, even though it's sitting on the ground like a mace, but if you're on top of an oil, that stops the tumor. The tumor cannot go through the box. So So therefore you could remain Tohor. There's a way that you could go through Surya and remain Tohor. If you have a mechitza, you have an oil underneath you to divide between you and the mace, then you remain Tohor. Whereas a regular chutzlaret, there's no way for that. Because in a regular chutzlaret, the Rabbanan made gzera even al avira, even on the air of Eretz Amim, is also tummy. So in this way, Surya is a little bit like Eretz Amim, and a little bit like Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Then what's the third halacha? The third halacha is saying that v'yakoyne soda v'Surya, if you go buy property, you buy a ground in Surya, is kakoyne b'paravyo Yerushalayim. It's considered like you're buying it in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. What kind of halacha is this? What do you mean if you buy property in Surya? In Surya, it's like you're buying property in Yerushalayim. What does one have to do with the other? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Leimer comes to teach us, She'koisvin olav oinoi v'yafilu b'shabbos, that you're allowed to write down the shtar, oinoi, the documents that you're buying it, even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to have a shtar mechira written up. Rashi says, oinoi means shtar mechira, heve, v'y oinoi su shtaris yetzim al shmoi. And v'yafilu b'shabbos, Rashi says, im locha minoi v'kechovim, if you go buy it off a Syrian, you go to a guy there, and you buy off his grounds, and v'roit selelech ledarka b'Shabbos, and the guy now wants to go away on Shabbos, he's not going to be around anymore. So you want to get a shtar before he leaves to make sure that he'll recognize he can't come back and complain later. Like this, of course, why write the shtar today on Shabbos? Wait till Sunday. We're talking about you made a business deal with this Syrian on Friday, and he finally agreed to sell you his property. And the guy tells you then Friday night, he has to kiddush, he tells you, goodbye, I'm leaving out of town, and I have no time to write you up a shtar. So the halacha is, you're allowed to have a shtar written up right now on Shabbos. That's like we'll soon see, that's mutter. So Gemara asked the kasha, the Shabbos fakadaitach, are you allowed to write up a shtar on Shabbos? Isn't this in your Isa? Ksiv is one of the other malachas. You're not allowed to write on Shabbos. So how can you tell me now, because of this halacha, to buy the car property off the guy is going away, you want to have your shtar, your proof that it's yours, you're allowed to write it on Shabbos, how could that be? So my answer is, k'diyama ravina, we mean like Rav says, that oimeh li'ovet k'chovim v'yosei, you're allowed to tell a guy to go write up a shtar for you. So hochinami here also, oimeh li'ovet k'chovim v'yosei, you're allowed to tell a guy to write up a shtar mechira for you, even on Shabbos. And really, the amir really over kechovim. Shavuos, even though we know you're not allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. That's a shavuos, that's also midirabonin. Midirabonin, we say, yesh lichus liyakum. If you tell a guy to do a malacha for you, it's similar, a little bit like you did it. You're making him your shliach, midirabonin, we say you're not allowed to do that. You can't tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. So really, you're not allowed to tell a guy to write up a shtar mechira for you. So why over here is it muta? The teretz is, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael Legozu Rabbanan. Because of the mitzvah Yishav Eretz Yisrael, that we want Jews to buy property in Eretz Yisrael to get rid of the goyim, that's the real mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael. So if you have the opportunity now that a guy has property and he's selling it to you and you're buying it, and he's skipping town now, so you're afraid if you don't have a shtar mechira written up right now, maybe you'll come back in another year and complain and complain that he wants his property back. So it won't be for sure the Jew's property. So therefore, the Rabbanan will make it now that you're allowed to tell a goy to write up a shtar for you in order to make sure you'll be mekayem this mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. All right, turn over. And Rashi says, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael legarish oivik kechavim. Part of the mitzvah is to chase out the goyim, v'leishav Yisrael born, that a Jew should live there. That's part of the mitzvah. So in other words, if you just build a house up there, that's half the mitzvah. Right? The real part of the Ikka mitzvah is to buy a house off a goy and chase the goy out of Eretz Yisrael, and a Jew is moving in. So that's the chiddush here, that buying property in Surya has the same halacha. If you buy a property off a goy on Friday, and then it comes Shabbos, and the goy says, goodbye, I'm leaving, so you're allowed to tell a goy to write up the shtar mechir even on Shabbos. Because like we said before, this time holds, Syria has a law like Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Once David and Melech made a kibush, captured it, it gave it a Kedusha like Eretz Yisrael itself, and the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael applies to Syria also. So if you want to live in Syria today, you can live there also. Tana Rabban, Tana Rabban, Eved Shehevi Gitay, an Eved that brings his get. The Eved Kanani, the Eved Kanani, we know that the lacher is when an other master wants to free him, he can give him a get. Just like you can free your wife, you could free your Eved Kanani also. You give him a get, shichur it's called, and he goes out free. Free means he becomes a regular Jew. The lach of an Eved Kanani is, when you first accept him to be your Eved Kanani, you make geiris with him. Like you have to have tefillah and milah. And that geiris really makes him into a Jew. Just at the beginning you made it l'shem an Eved Kanani, so he has halachas of an Eved Kanani on him. That stops him from being a complete Jew. He's only a Jew like an Isha. But once the master frees him and he goes out of the master's possession, then automatically he becomes a complete Jew. So what's going to be now that Eved Shehevi Gita and Eved Kanani comes with his get? The Kosel Bain is written inside his get Shechur, Atz Mechov Nechos Taiknui Lecho, that the master wrote in this Shtar two things, that you yourself and all my Nechosim belong to you. Like the master is freeing his Eved and giving him also all his property. So Lachar is Atz Mechon, he himself goes out free, but Nechosim Lechona, but the property does not have a right to keep. So Rashi says like this, Eved Shevi Gitim Medinas Hayom, an Eved that brought his get was written in Chutz Loretz. And the klal is Vetzorach Lem Mepon and Nechtav Kisha. When an Eved has his get given to him, they also have a Tekonim of the Rabbanin. Because by Shtar Shichur also has to be written Lishmo Lishem the Eved. So therefore, you have to say Mepon and Nechtav. If somebody brings it from Chutz Loretz, the same way you bring a get Isha. And that's the Mishnah later on the test will have that Echad Gitei Noshem V'Echad Shechru Yavodim Shavu L'Malchum Evi. By both the Get Ish and the Get Shechru by Neved Kanani to go out free, the Shliach that brings the Get has to tell us before Anichtav. Now Atz Makona the Nemanu Al Shechru Aloim before Anichtav. The Eved himself is showing us now the Get. Now we do not know if this Get was really written L'Shemor if it wasn't forged. So now we have a doubt if the Get is good or not. So the fact that the Eved is telling us he was freed and he's a free person, we believe in on himself. And you don't have to have Edim to be Mekayim the Shtar. But Nechosim, Rashi says, Lekono, the boy who Edim Kishar Kiyim Shtaris. That of it has to be in this document, this Shtar Shechrur. It said a second statement. The second statement was that the master said, I'm giving you for present all my property. It's like a Shtar Matana. So this is like a new Shtar by itself. Therefore, when this Eved brings it, the Lachar is, you have to have Kiyam Ashtaris. We have to make sure the Eidim were not forged, and we have to have two Eidim to recognize the signatures. So as long as we're not Mekayim Dishtar, the Eved himself cannot keep this property. Even though he himself is free, because what pertains to himself, we believe him. Just like an Isha that brings her own get, she has a right to say before an Anichtav. On the own Halach of the get itself, that's a Takona, we believe the Eved. But what pertains to the Matana, that's not part of the Shtar Shichrur. For that, we do not believe the Eved. So we have to have a Kiyam. Eboilu, you have a question like this. What's going to be if in the Shtar it's written like this? It's written, Kol Nechosai Knuyim Lecho Mahu. The master wrote it down in one word. He didn't write down two words, you and all my property go to you. But he just said, Kol Nechosai Knuyim Lecho. All my property I'm giving over to you. So that's like saying that I'm freeing you, because if I give you all my property, that means I'm giving you to yourself, because your effort belongs to you. So the fact you say in one word, I'm giving all my property to my Eved, that's like saying I'm freeing you, I'm letting you go out free, and I'm also giving you a present of all my property. So Mar, what's the luck over here? When the Eved says that the get, the shtar, was a good shtar, so do we believe him on half, or don't we believe him? Amr Abayis, Abayis said like this, since it was all said in one word, Mitoich Shekona Atzmoi, Kona Nechosim, since again we believe him for he himself that he goes out free, that his Shtar Shichur was a good Shtar, That's at the Konim of the Rabbanim, we believe in for Ishtar, is since it's all in one word here, so once we know Kol Nechosta was written good, he's even believed to keep all the property also. That's what Abaye wanted to say. Omalei Rabba says no. Bishleim Atzma Liknei. I understand why the evidence believed upon himself to say that he's freed. Me did he have get Isha. That's the same halacha that the Isha herself brings her own get. The Rabbanim also believed her. Any shliach that brings a get Isha is believed to say before Nechtov. So the Eved also, when he brings his own get shichrur, he's believed to say it was written l'shmo, it's kayamoy, then it's okay, it's a good star. Ela nechosin, but that that you want to say should also receive all the property, le likni, for that we do not believe the Eved, for that he cannot keep it. Midi di hevi akim shtaros di alma, it should be not worse than any other star. If a person comes with a star with a proof that somebody gave him a matana, or somebody sold him property, halacha is mid rabbanan, we don't use the star the way it is. We don't use the star until there's kiyum hashtar. We need to hear from two other edim that they recognize the signatures of the star, that it was not forged. So therefore this star also, even though it's written in one word here, that the eved goes out free to himself with all the property, we look as if it's two separate stars here. That, well, that's the Shaila. Both is in the same shtar. So Abayu.
So why do you believe him when he says that he's freed as an Eved?
Because that's the Tikkun of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said what pertains to you yourself, we're going to believe you. Just like when an Isha brings her own get, and she tells her that it was written l'shmo, the Rabbanan believed her. That's a new Tikkun. What? Also, that the Rabbanan believed the Eved, that's a new Tikkun. We'll see later why. They buy an Isha, the Swami Shimaguna. I think by Eved also, the Rabbanan wanted an Eved to be free. Because when the Eved becomes free, he's mechuyev in all mitzvahs. So the Rabbanan would like to see an Eved to be free. So the Rabbanan made it easy for an Eved to go out free, that we believe the Eved. The Rabbanan believed him. But they only believed him for him going out free, not to get the property. So therefore, Rabbi says he can't believe him for the property. So Rabbi wanted to say, believe him halfway. Now Rabbi said not like that. Hod Rama Rava. Rabbi retracted and said like this now. Now I hear you very good Rava, and I even say more than you. That mitoich shalakon nechosim, since we do not believe this ever that the shtar was a good shtar, not forged, what pertains to the property, therefore lakon atzmai, we cannot hear these words of kol nechosai. We do not hear it that it's true, and therefore since him and the property is all in one word of kol nechosai, we do not know it's true. So even the Eved in this case does not go out free. That's what Abaye wanted to say. On this, Rava said back to him, no, Amalei Rava, why? Bishlei menechosim lalikna, I understand very good the Eved does not get the property. Midi dihevi akim shtaros di alma. Like any other star, when you want to come and show that you bought something, or somebody gave you for a present, it's not enough midi rabbanan that you have the star. We're afraid that maybe the signatures were forged. What do we have to do? We have to have kiyum. So any shtar and dinim amnis, you have to have kiyum first. That we understand. So therefore, this eved cannot take the property. Ela, but Rava says back, Ela atzmoi, but that he himself should go out free, litni. On this we should believe him, he should be able to go out free. Midi the eved, a get isha. Why should it be worse than a regular get isha? That the Rabbanim believe the isha for her own going out free, the same way the Rabbanim believe the eved. Say Ela, my Rav, Rava said like this, Echad ze v'yechad ze, in both cases, Atzmai kona nechosim lekona. In both cases, the Eved himself goes out free, but not nechosim. Omele Ravada ba masn l'rova. Keman, who are you saying like Reb Shimon? Diyama pagina diburai. In one word, we could divide it in half. Half of it we could believe, and half we don't believe. Tetznan, we learned like this. Hakoisev kona nechosim liavdoi. If somebody writes a present to shtar all his property to his slave, Yotze ben Chorin, he goes out free. Shaya kaka koshu, let's say the master leaves over a little bit of property, lo yotze ben Chorin, then does not go out free. Reb Shimon says, the elamu ben Chorin, he always goes out free. Achiyema kol nechosan asunan leplein yavdi. Chutz miyachim mebuya shebem. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over the Eskimo again tomorrow night. We'll go over. You'll go with the last Gemara again, Dab Chofam Chesam Ebeiz. Again, the last Shaila was a Shaila of Pagin and Deburei. So you had a Shaila, Iboy Lihu, from the two dots in the Gemara. Iboy Lihu, if the master writes a shtar to his Eved saying, Kol Nechosai Knuyim Mechoa, all my nechosim I'm giving over to you. Mahu, what's the halacha? In other words, in these words of kol nechosa, I'm giving everything to you, means that I'm giving you all my property, and I'm also freeing you. I'm giving yourself free. So the halacha is that an eved is believed on himself, on his own shichur, to say that the shtar was kosher. The shtar was written l'shmon, he can mekayim it. But what pertains to the nechosim, to the property, that is not believed on. So here the question is, like, do we say pagina dibure, this word of kol nechosai, to believe half of it, what pertains to himself, that he himself is free, but we do not believe him, what pertains to the nechosim. So that's the shayla. So Gemara says for us back and forth. First Abaye wants to say, Omer Abaye mitor shekona atzma kona nechosim. Since we believe him, that for himself to be freed, he's neman, so once we believe these words, we believe it completely, he keeps the nechosim also. Omalei Rabba said back to him, no, Vishle Matzma Likne Mizidhev Yaget Isha. And he himself, he's believed, just like a Get Isha, that an Isha is Neman to bring her own Get to say before Nanichtav. That's the Tekonos Rabban, and we believe her, Mishum Miguna. Ela Nechosim, and over here, Tay speaks out by a Get Shichur, it's the same thing also. The Iguna here is that we want the Eved to be free in order to do mitzvahs. Or else that it should be able to marry a Bas Yisrael, not that he should have to stay in Eved Kanani. So we want to make it easier for him to be freed. That's why he's believed on his own Get Shichur to say it was written as kosher. El Nechosim, or pertains to the Nechosim, to the property, Le Likni, and that we do not believe him. Midi Devi Akim Shtaras Di Alma, like any other Shtar, that as long as we don't have Kiyim, we don't have Edim saying they recognize the signatures of the Edim, we have to be afraid maybe the shtar is no good, and you can't use this shtar. So this shtar, kol nechosai, you can't use it to keep all the property. On this, Omer Abaye, Abaye said back, no, that mitoch shelakon nechosim, lekon atzmoi, let's say once we don't believe him on these words of kol nechosai, we don't believe him on himself either. And on this, Omer Rav said back, no, we understand why he's not believed. He cannot keep the property. It's like any other shtar, maton or shtar mecher, that you have to prove it. You have to be mekayim the shtar. You need to aid him to prove it that the shtar was a good shtar. An aid echor, the shliach is not believed. But this eved to say that he himself was freed, likni, he should be believed. Just like the Rabbanu made a takana, we believe a shliach when he brings the get isha, that he's nemo to say before the nechtam, and we say that's in place of kiyam ashtar. Say alam a Rav ended off like this, that he holds alochar is echad zeh v'echad zeh, whether the other said it in two words, like he started off, like the braisa was, that kosa by atzmecho nechosai, or else whether it was all written in one word, kol nechosai knuyim lecho. No matter how the master wrote it down in the shtar, the halacha is atzmai kana nechosim lekana. We like say pagin and diburai. These one words, like of kol nechosai, when the eved comes with the shtar and says the shtar is a good shtar, we believe him that of these the shtar is a good shtar. What pertains to himself that he could go out free, but we do not believe him what pertains that he should keep the property. The property the nechosim he can't keep unless we have a real kiyam hashtar. So to get like we say, pagina diburi. And Toi speaks out here, it's not the pshat, he really had chazorah, Rava was choshet for Abaye's time, but rather just he himself changed his mind. At the beginning he held one word, at the end Toi says he held that the yad bal hashtar al tachtoina. Mashma the ever that wants to take something away from the master, he has to prove it. He has the bottom hand. Omale ravado bar masna l'rova. So Rav Masna said to Rav, come on, who do you want to say your loch is that he's believed halfway? Rav Shimon, who are you saying like Rav Shimon Shita? The Yoma that Rav Shimon says, Pagina Diburai, so we could take a word and believe it halfway. We say we divide it in half, Pagina Diburai. We believe half and the other half we do not. The Tanan, we learned like this. If a master writes a shtar to his eved, saying everything I own goes to you, is Yotze ben Chorin. So Pshita, the Yevid himself also goes out free, because part of his Nechosim is the Yevid, and is giving everything he owns to his Yevid. So he's like giving everything to him, he's freeing him also. What about Shaya Karko Kolshu? Let's say he left over, the master said, like I'm writing to you a shtar, saying, I'm giving you everything, excluding a little piece of property. If he says, Shaya karka koshu, if he leaves over a little karka, then the Tanakhama says, Lo yotze ben chorin. He does not go out free. So Rashi explains, because when he leaves over something, we have to be afraid maybe the master means to leave him over also. And he's only playing a game, playing a joke on his ever then. He's like saying, I'll free you, but I'll give you everything except yourself. That's what maybe means to say. So if the master says, Shaya karka koshu, I'm leaving over a little bit for myself, we have to be afraid. What he meant to say is, I'm leaving over the efforts for myself. Rabbi Shimon says, no.